Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thanks for joining us tonight. It is Monday once again, so let's get right into it. You know, it seems like an all-out blitz to open more casinos in Michigan, with Lansing being one of the prime targets. A proposal already in motion is the Sault Ste. Marie Chippewa Casino in downtown Lansing, although there are others, including plans by the Citizens for More Michigan Jobs to open 8 casinos across the state, including one in DeWitt Township. To find out more about the effort, I'm joined by committee spokeswoman Emily Paulsrock. Emily, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Michael. It's nice to be here.
You know, the last big casino expansion we saw was in 1996 when 3 were opened in Detroit. What's inspiring this new effort to get voters behind the plan to open more casinos right now?
When you look at the items that our political and our business leaders agree on, things that will turn the state around, we're talking about more jobs and more revenue coming in. And this proposal accomplishes both of those.
Now, the Citizens for More Michigan Jobs, you're going to be going out to get voters to approve this plan. It'll take a proposal on the November ballot. What exactly will the proposal be calling for, and just how many signatures will you need to collect?
We need to collect 322,000 and some change valid signatures. We have to hand those in by July 9th. And the wording on the ballot is pretty straightforward, that we would like to add 8 new casinos throughout the state, and those locations are Detroit, Romulus, Clinton Township, Pontiac, Birch Run, Lansing, Cadillac, and Grand Rapids. And also, in adding those, that we would be increasing the state tax from 19% to 23%. Funding streams.
The state would be getting a little more money. Who's behind this effort? Who are the prospective owners of these 8 casinos?
Well, it's a group of folks right now that's pushing the campaign that are part of Citizens for More Michigan Jobs. And it varies. We have community and business leaders in each location that are involved.
I see. So in terms of ownership, that is established already. That's not going to be...
No, I mean, each site's different. So in some sites, they're looking for investors, and they'll be moving forward and continuing to add people.
I know the location locally that the group wants to build a casino is the former Lansing Factory Outlet Mall at US 127 and Clark Road in DeWitt Township. How was this location chosen?
You know, I'm not exactly sure on that, but when we looked at areas of the state where we felt that casinos would prosper and do well, and Lansing was certainly a community we thought that, and then in determining that, it was looking for a location. I mean, there's good access there. It's easy on, easy off on the highway. It's good exposure. Those were positive factors.
I know Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, and you know also, is supporting the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of the Chippewas, this downtown casino plan. Is there any reason why a casino in DeWitt would be better than one in downtown Lansing?
Well, I think that we'll certainly have advantages to our location. My coalition has not spoken with the mayor. I have not spoken with the mayor, so I really can't speculate more on anyone's opinion on that.
I see. Now, if that casino project were to move ahead, then could we potentially then have 2 casinos in the Lansing area in a fairly
yes.
short amount of time?
Yes, we could, and we think there's more room for competition. If you the tribal casinos that are here, and you look at the Detroit 3 casinos, they are doing very well. I mean, last year the Detroit 3 casinos posted a record year. We know from our research and from some of the polling and information that we've gathered that there's an appetite for more.
You know, there have been polls that show that Michiganians don't want any more casinos in the state. Other polls show that the very opposite is true. Although, other than the additional revenue that a casino brings to the local and state government, what kind of cultural value does a casino really have?
Well, that varies. And I think what's important to think about in this approach with the 8 is that each of the locations brings something different to the table. If you look at, for example, in Cadillac, we're talking about adding on to an existing golf course. If you look at downtown Grand Rapids, and it's a thriving downtown community with, you know, new developments going up every day, they do not have a casino in their region. If you look at Birch Run, we're talking about, an expo center close to the outlet malls You know, the Romulus location will be a hotel and casino. Each of them are different.
I see. Now, and if voters voted for this proposal, it would green light all 8 of these casinos at once.
Yes and no. We need statewide approval, or this will not move forward. At the same time, we believe it's very important for locals to have a voice on this. And so, in casting their vote in November, locals have the chance to approve or reject it.
In terms of,
so if a local community votes no, that specific, but the rest of the state approves it, that community's casino would not.
I see. Have you been in touch with DeWitt Township officials on this plan? Are they generally supportive of it?
I have not, so I really can't comment. I believe members of our coalition have, but I'm not sure.
I see. I'm talking to the spokeswoman for the group Citizens for More Michigan Jobs, Emily Paulsrock. The group is hoping to open 8 casinos across the state. Emily, when local residents say that they're concerned about the impact of a casino, the impact it has on the image and the atmosphere of their cities, and that it may be lucrative to casino owners, but it tends to be a losing game for those who spend time in the casino, is that not a valid concern?
Well, I think what we're looking at right now is the positive side of the increased revenue. I mean, what we also hear people saying is that they want more money for their schools, more money, they want to fix their roads, they want to feel that police and fire are fully funded, and this is a way to do that.
I guess one example we can look to is Detroit, and as you noted, it has had a record high amount of revenue last year, although it certainly hasn't helped the city avoid an impending financial crisis, and many of its neighborhoods continue to crumble. Is that not one reason for a city to think twice about bringing a casino in?
No, I think that, I mean, from what we've seen, too, that Detroit's fared pretty well, that if you talk to specifically some of the police and law enforcement there, that they haven't seen a great uptick in crime, that they haven't seen some of the problems that were maybe anticipated before 1996, before that vote, actually materialize.
The one thing we have to acknowledge, though, when you look at thriving cities like Chicago or New York, we certainly don't see any kind of a big push to make them gambling magnets. Why do you think that is?
You know, I'm not sure, but what we've seen here in Michigan is that the gaming industry is working.
Now, to get this proposal on the ballot, I'm guessing it's going to be quite an effort. You said over 300,000 signatures in, 4 months or so?
Yes.
How is this effort funded? How much money do you expect to spend on getting these signatures?
I really am not sure how much money we'll spend just on this signature collection. I know that we'll need to be aggressive, and we have a good plan in place to do that.
Is there any reason for local citizens to support a private casino rather than one that's Indian-owned, like the option that's being considered here in downtown Lansing?
Absolutely. I mean, the state taxes alone. The Native American tribes do not fall under the same regulation as the private casinos. So in this case, we're talking about private casinos paying a tax of 23%.
When,
and those taxes then benefit local programs. They go right back into the communities.
The opponents of the downtown casino, you know, they've challenged Mayor Bernero's assertion that there will be a casino in the Lansing area soon. It's just a matter of where, and that, you know, he says, let's have it in downtown Lansing and bring business here. Do you agree with him that it is really just a matter of time before there is a casino, either yours or his or somebody's here in Lansing?
There seems to be a lot of ideas and proposals out there about adding gaming, and I think what that shows is that a lot of different groups, including ours, feel like there is room for competition and that there's an appetite for it. So eventually, yes, I think it's going to happen.
Are there, in your mind, is there any drawback whatsoever to having a casino in any particular community?
You know, I personally don't think so. I went to CMU, and right there we have the Soaring Eagle Casino. I have a lot of family in the Manistee area. We have the Little River Casino there. I spend a lot of work, professional time in downtown Detroit. You have the casinos there. They seem to be all doing very well, and that the community works with the casinos to make it it's a tourism attraction.
As you know, a signature collection has not begun yet.
It's just starting.
I see. And you have till July to get these 300-plus signatures, and then I guess it's up to the voters to decide in November.
Absolutely.
Emily Paulsrock, the spokeswoman for the group Citizens for More Michigan Jobs, which is hoping to open 8 casinos statewide. We'll see where we go from here. Emily, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Michael.
And we'll be right back, but first, send us some email. Let us know what you think. The email address, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.